Cardano's 550-milliner Knight Bridge hacked, ADA rises 8% on hard fork. A bridge tied to Cardano's ecosystem lost roughly 515 million Knight tokens in an exploit this week, according to a report from CryptoSlate. The scale of the loss would normally drag a network's token lower. ADA did the opposite, rising about 8% over the same window as attention shifted to a separate event, the activation of Cardano's VanRossum hard fork. The split reaction is the story here. A security failure and a price rally landed in the same news cycle, and the market treated them as unrelated. The exploit and what was drained. The reported loss centers on Knight, the token associated with Midnight, a privacy-focused sidechain in the Cardano orbit. Bridges move assets between separate chains by locking tokens on one side and issuing a representation on the other. That lock and mint design concentrates value in a single contract, which is exactly why bridges have become the most attacked component in crypto. At the time of writing, the fuller accounting of the 515 million Knight figure, including how much of it converted to realized value for the attacker, was still developing. Token counts and dollar values often diverge sharply in these events, since a large nominal supply can carry a small unit price. Readers should treat the headline token number as the reported figure, not a confirmed dollar loss. Bridge exploits have followed a consistent pattern across the year. Cardano itself was in the news days earlier when a separate on-chain bridge connecting Cardano and BNB chain was drained, an incident Cardano founder Charles Hoskinson tied to a broader warning about AI-accelerated attacks. Two bridge failures, touching the same ecosystem inside a short window, points less at any single code base and more at the structural weakness of cross-chain infrastructure. The timing behind ADA's counterintuitive rally, the counterintuitive price move, traces back to timing. The exploit hit as Cardano activated VanRossum, described as its first hard fork governed by on-chain voters rather than a founding entity. That governance milestone, combined with scaling work under the Laos research line, gave traders a forward-looking narrative that outweighed a loss confined to a sidechain token. Token price and protocol security are different signals, and they decoupled cleanly here. Knight is not ADA. A drain on a Midnight-linked bridge does not touch Cardano's base layer accounting or ADA's supply, so ADA holders had little direct exposure to price out. The upgrade, by contrast, spoke to the main chain's roadmap. The broader market backdrop was flat rather than supportive, which makes the ADA move more notable. As of July 22, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $65,127, down 0.6% on the day, with Ether around $19,127 and the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 39 in fear territory. ADA's 8% gain ran against that cautious tone, suggesting the rally was Cardano-specific rather than a rising tide effect. The recurring bridge problem. For anyone moving assets across chains, the lesson repeats. Bridges ask users to trust a smart contract holding pooled funds, and that trust has been broken more often than almost any other design in the space. Self-custody of your keys protects the assets in your own wallet, but it does nothing for tokens you have committed to a bridge contract, where the counterparty is code you did not write and cannot audit in real time. That distinction matters for how people think about risk. Holding a token directly, spending from your own wallet, and bridging that token to another chain are three different risk profiles. The Knight loss sat entirely in the third bucket. Cardano's price strength sat in the first. None of this makes the exploit minor for those exposed to Knight. It does explain why ADA's chart barely registered the event. A governance upgrade the whole network can see beat a bridge loss most ADA holders never touched.